From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is under more pressure to leave.
The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor.
That's Brazil's UN ambassador announcing the unanimous Security Council vote last night imposing sanctions against Gaddafi for his brutal crackdown on protesters. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the sanctions resolution includes a call to the International Criminal Court to investigate.
Those responsible for grave crimes will be held accountable. I hope the message is heard and heeded by the regime in Libya. I hope it will also bring hope and relief to those still at risk.
The United States is stepping up its rhetoric. NPR's Allison Keyes reports both President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton are calling on Gaddafi to leave immediately.
Washington is looking to utilize all of its diplomatic and financial muscle to pressure the Libyan leader. Saturday's statements from Mr. Obama and Clinton are the strongest yet, with both the President and Secretary of State saying that a leader whose only means of staying in power is to use mass violence against his own people needs to do what is right for his country and leave now. Clinton said that Gaddafi should go without further bloodshed and violence. The government is revoking the U.S. visas held by senior members of the Gaddafi regime and their immediate family members to limit their ability to travel. Also, in a conversation with Germany's chancellor, President Obama welcomed ongoing efforts by the U.S. and the European Union on the issue. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Anti-government protesters are reported to be moving closer to Tripoli. The city of Sirte is about 30 miles west of the capital. Eyewitnesses say rebels and Libyan troops allied with them are in control of the city's center. Gaddafi loyalists will remain in control of Libya itself. Democratic governors are warning that if federal lawmakers drastically cut the federal budget, the fragile economic recoveries in their states could be in jeopardy. And as NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, governors from both parties are calling on the Obama administration to allow them greater flexibility in running Medicare, Medicaid, and education programs so they can better deal with budget shortfalls.
On the first day of their winter meeting here in Washington, both Democratic and Republican governors were asking Congress not to do anything that would hurt efforts to recover from the economic downturn. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, a Republican, says the recession may be officially over, but states are still facing big challenges.
Wall Street seems to think the recession's over. At state government levels, revenue is still very, very low, far below the peak in 2008, increasing very slowly, if at all. And so we have to be very frugal.
States received extra money from Medicaid and schools in early 2009, but that stimulus spending ends in a few months. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Demonstrators have been marching and rallying around the country this weekend against efforts by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker to limit collective bargaining rights for some public workers in his state. In Boston, a large crowd demonstrated on the steps of the State House. Philip Martin of member station WGBH was there.
Labor groups, including the Service Employees International Union, organized a rally in Boston. The crowd included iron workers, pipe fitters, hotel housekeepers, teachers, and nurses. Protesters said the legislation in Wisconsin, aimed ostensibly at easing budget woes, was, in their view, a thinly veiled effort to weaken the labor movement. School bus driver and union organizer Stephen Kirschbaum.
We fought decades to win our union rights, and right now they are in jeopardy. All throughout the country, there is a virtual class war against our benefits, against our wages, against our very existence with the right to collectively bargain.
Three Tea Party members bearing signs, "Don't tread on me," counter-protested across the street as the rally began, but quickly dispersed. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.
Much of the focus at tonight's Academy Awards will be on the King's Speech.
What'll I call you?
Your Royal Highness. And sir, after that.
How about Bertie?
Only my family uses that.
In here, it's better if we're equals.
If we were equals, I wouldn't be here.
The movie leads the field with 12 Oscar nominations and is considered the favorite to win Best Picture. There is a chance, though, that The Social Network could win the coveted prize. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support